The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So this is a very frightening headline. Medical errors, okay, so medical errors may be the third leading cause of death in the United States. Now, me being a doctor, when I see a headline like this, I already see the pitchforks and the, you know, come on, people. So I need everybody to calm down before they start getting mad at their doctor or nurses or hospitals or medical centers. But this new study in the latest edition of the British Medical Journal suggests that most medical errors go unobserved, at least in the official record. So if all of these were reported, they surmise, okay, or they calculate that the number of deaths caused by we doctors and nurses' mistakes would be the third leading cause of death under heart disease and cancer. Okay, and I'm like, really? Okay, so you don't even have the numbers. Okay, you're claiming that we're underreporting, and so I got a big problem with that. Anyway. They say the study was from doctors at Johns Hopkins. They suggest medical errors may kill more people than lower respiratory diseases like emphysema and bronchitis. That would make these medical mistakes the third leading cause of death in the United States, placing this right behind heart disease and cancer. They analyzed four other studies examining death rate information. The doctors estimate there are at least 251,000 deaths due to medical errors annually in the United States. The authors believe the number is actually much higher, as home and nursing home deaths are not counted in that total. This is a much greater number than a highly cited 1999 study from the Institute of Medicine that put the number in the 44,000 to 98,000 range. So basically, they're saying 251,000 deaths due to medical errors, so their estimation. Other studies think we're 195,000 deaths a year due to medical mistakes. I mean, are we really screwing up that much? I doubt it. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Office by the Inspector General in 2008 reported 180,000 deaths by medical error among Medicare patients alone. Dr. Martin McCary and Dr. Michael Daniel, who did the study, hopes their analysis will lead to reform in the healthcare system. They argue is letting patients down. I mean, here's the thing. If there's really doctors out there making stupid mistakes or nurses, where people are dying, yeah, I mean, if this is really, really true, we need to do something, but what the heck are they doing? Now, they're saying the reason why the data is so skewed is when you do a death certificate, and a death certificate is signed, the cause of death listed on the certificate has to line up with an insurance billing code. The codes, they say, do not adequately capture human error or system factors. So, for example, heart attack could be a billing code. But in this particular example they give, now this is their example, okay? They say one example involved a patient who had a successful organ transplant and seemed healthy. He had to go back to the hospital for a nonspecific complaint. During tests to determine what was wrong, a doctor accidentally cut her liver and hadn't realized it. The hospital sent her home. She returned with internal bleeding and went into cardiac arrest and later died. It was the cut that led to her death, but the death certificate only listed cardiovascular issue as the cause. Now, okay, how many times is this happening, though? Okay, I don't see this happening a lot. So, and I'm surprised that the death certificate wouldn't, you know, say internal bleeding. Macri believes that there should be a space on the certificate that asks if the death was related to a medical error. Oh, can you imagine the lawsuits? If the answer is yes, McCary suggests the doctor should have some legal protection so the certificate is not something that could be used in a lawsuit. Yeah, right. There should be barcodes, they say, placed on each piece of surgical equipment. I agree with that. So a team could account for every tool at the end of surgery. I believe that. McCary believes that many hospitals don't invest in technology that could prevent errors because the hospitals don't always realize how big the problem is and don't make it a priority. I agree. I mean, we really need to stop leaving instruments in patients. But again, this isn't something that's very commonly done. Okay? It's rare when somebody leaves an instrument. They're trying to tell us we're looking at a couple hundred thousand. Now, where we need to be careful is, are they saying a medical complication is a medical error? Now, if somebody cuts the wrong vessel or somebody nicks a vessel in surgery, okay, we need to identify, okay, let's say I am trying to cut out a mole on a person's face and I accidentally lose my grip and the scalpel goes to their eye. That's a medical error, okay? That is a screw-up. But let's say I'm taking out a mole and there's a blood vessel attached to it. And that blood vessel decides to bleed like steak and just bleed. That's not an error. That is a complication of a procedure that already has risks, okay? Certain moles or cancers have certain blood supplies, and a cancer will have more of a blood supply than a non-cancer. So let's say, for example, you are going in to take out a person's appendix, and while you are trying to go through the layers and remove the patient's appendix, there's a vessel that just wants to continue bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. Okay? Now, yes, there are techniques you could do. You could tie off vessels, you could Bovie them, you know, cauterize, etc. But the human body is always going to outsmart man. So if somebody has a bleeding issue, that's a complication. That doesn't necessarily mean an error. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
All I do is speak, but you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Purchase a ProPure system during the Crazy May sale and get a free ProMax shower filter or water filter pitcher. Remove up to 200 contaminants with the Pro1G 2.0 truly cleanable, reusable filter. We don't stretch our claims. We just deliver performance. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. We have some bad news here. A disgruntled ex-employee, we believe, was fired this morning. He goes home, gets his gun, comes back to the office in Katy, Texas, and shoots himself, but not before he kills a coworker. The gunman, who has not been identified, from what we understand, was terminated earlier this morning. They believe after he was let go, he went home, got his gun, returned for the shooting in a retaliatory act. The sheriff's office said that a shotgun and pistol were used in the shooting and that the gunman fired at multiple employees of the facility. When deputies entered the offices of Knight Transportation, it's a company that operates tractors and trailers across the country, they found that one employee had been killed. A short distance away, they found the shooter's body. In addition to the employee who was killed, another suffered a minor injury to his face that was not believed to be a gunshot wound. A second employee was also wounded, but they did not elaborate on the nature of that injury. The sheriff's deputy was also injured during the law enforcement response after landing hard on his knee, and he was taken to the hospital for treatment. While Hickman, Deputy Hickman said police had no immediate information on how long the man had worked at Knight or anything about his background, he said that probably being terminated would make him disgruntled. Now, there were schools in the vicinity, so these were on lockdown this morning, and this occurred about 8:45 a.m. The business where the shooting reported it, I guess Katy, Texas, is about 25 miles west of downtown Houston. Knight Transportation has numerous locations across the country, including three in Texas. The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment Wednesday. This disgruntled employee coming back and shooting somebody is unfortunately not a once-in-a-lifetime thing. I mean, this seems to happen. And we were, I believe it happened close to a year ago when we watched a disgruntled news employee, I believe this was in North Carolina, who had, correct me if I have the state wrong, where he shot the news anchor and the photog, the cameraman, on air in the middle of the interview. And he was a disgruntled employee until he later led, I guess, a car chase and then he videotaped the whole thing. Disgruntled employees are a threat that many employers are not prepared for. You know, many of us, when we fire somebody, we do it in private because, again, we don't want them to deal with the humiliation. Excuse me. And many times we have security observe them clean their desk because we don't want them to hurt others. We don't want them to steal. We don't want them to start breaking computers. So usually security is there to watch you collect everything and leave. Now, most companies, they don't have security. I mean, we didn't. When we fired somebody, we would just, you know, we would both be standing there, would tell the staff to kind of clear the area. And then and it stinks because it's kind of humiliating for the person, which is why we kind of clear the staff so they don't have to watch. We're like, you know, grab your stuff and leave. And it's unfortunate. A firing, it's not easy on either end, but it's something that has to be done. And many times you fire somebody if you think there are risks to others. You know, they interview really well. This is something that I don't, you know, I'm pretty good at picking things up on interview. But, when I interview people, you don't give them a stress test. I mean, I don't try to get them to the point where they'll be a murderer. Okay? You know, I interview them and I give them some, you know, difficult questions. And I, just to kind of get an idea. And, you know, you can kind of tell if somebody is going to be quick-tempered or if somebody is not going to get along with others. But I got to tell you, when I don't interview people and I leave it to the manager to interview, it's sometimes a day or two until I'm like, no, this isn't going to work. And you have to make sure that your manager who is interviewing can pick up on that. You know, we leave the interviews to people that may not be qualified. Now, I'm not saying an interviewer, when somebody is all dressed up, in a good mood, possibly taking their medications, you know, is going to be accurately identified. You know, a killer is going to be accurately identified by your staff person that's interviewing. Okay? But you need to have a process that protects others. I think many businesses should have some sort of a security lock. I think many businesses do need security. I mean, we are finding more and more reason for there to be security on hand and on standby. You know, there's been a lot of debate. I can't tell you the emails I'm getting about the transgender use of bathroom. You know, on one end, you want people to feel comfortable being where they want to be and where they identify to be going to the bathroom. But on the other hand, we could have men that are under the guise of being transgender walking into women's bathrooms and unfortunately causing havoc. And you have parents really freaked out about an eighth grade boy, you know, entering a bathroom if he's on the school of the kindergarten, first grade, second grade, pre-K bathrooms. Yeah, look, well, you got to go. So you run into the bathroom you need to go to. And, it, you know, so there's a lot of debate. And so one way to handle that is, well, if you're worried about anything happening in a bathroom, et cetera, have security. But that would increase jobs. That would increase a lot of jobs. Now we have securities for bathrooms. We have securities for, you know, but it's not practical. You don't have that kind of money to hire a security firm. To hire that, you know, that is extremely expensive. And by the way, their wage well deserved, considering what they're doing. So I don't know what the answer is, but when you let somebody go, how do you prevent them coming back and killing a coworker or damaging your property? Or, I mean, if he didn't have a gun, would he have used a knife? Would he have, you know, run somebody over? So it's a very, very, it could happen immediately or weeks later. So you can't, as an employer or a manager or an employee, predict what happened. And, you know, my guess is this employee that was killed was somebody that was responsible for his being fired. And so he got her back. Now, what we don't want is employees freaked out about firing anybody. I mean, after what happened with the newsman, the reporter that killed his coworkers on live air and videotaped it, you know, I think a lot of us, you know, came to the realization that we are among people who could be murderers. And you know, I don't know what the answer is. That, you know, you want to look at something like this going, how could this have been prevented? And we don't know. And not firing a person, that's not the way to go either, because if somebody's going to want to kill you or take revenge when something bad happens, you know, if you think somebody is fireable, you got to fire them early on. Okay? You know, delaying it because you think they're going to turn around and hurt somebody is not good. But maybe what you need to do is, if you think you have somebody like that, you do, you know, deputize a security firm who will, you know, be present for an extended period of time, possibly even weeks after. It's frightening stuff, and it's a real, real shame. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. They say here that respiratory infections during the first 6 months of life could possibly increase that baby's risk for type 1 diabetes. This conclusion was reached by a team in Germany and published in JAMA, the Journal of American Medical Association. They looked at data from almost 300,000 children born in Bavaria between 2005 and 2007. And it was about 85% of all newborns during that period. And they found that the infections were broken down into eye infections, gastrointestinal, respiratory infections, bacterial, etc. And then, of course, they compared to age, and they found that viral respiratory tract disorders during the first 6 months of a baby's life significantly increase the risk of type 1 diabetes. Now, type 1 diabetes is the diabetes where you need insulin. Your pancreas stops making appropriate insulin, so you can't get the sugar that you eat into the cells, and you're going to unfortunately starve and die. So diabetes is very, very serious. And years ago, we were talking about how a virus could be destroying the pancreas. And that's why you have people all of a sudden with no genetic relationship to type 1 diabetes all of a sudden become type 1 diabetic. And why are these kids diabetic? You know, I have a nephew now that's a type 1 diabetic. We don't know how he got it. We don't know who he got it from. So then you wonder, was it an infectious disease? So, what would be the treatment? We don't know. We're going to be talking about how antibiotics are overprescribed and how...
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Need cash fast? Just go to 27cash.com. If you need cash to get caught up on bills, fix your car, or for any reason at all, you can now get up to $5,000 cash with any type of credit and no paperwork to send in. That's right. Quick and confidential cash can be yours within hours. Bad credit? No problem. Just go to 27cash.com to get lender approval fast, and your quick and easy cash can be delivered directly to your bank account. Whether you need $500 or $5,000 advanced to you right now, simply go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com for your quick and easy cash now. 27cash.com is the fast and easy way to get cash as soon as today. For your quick cash now to pay bills or just make that special purchase, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. Need cash now? Go to 27cash.com. Again, 27cash.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So the CDC estimates 30% of antibiotic prescriptions in the U.S. are unnecessary. One in three antibiotics are prescribed, quote-unquote, for unnecessary reasons, according to recent data published in the Journal of American Association. And I'll tell you how this impacts you guys. And it impacts you guys on a variety of levels. both sides of the aisle on this one. The CDC reported that the majority of these misused antibiotics are prescribed for viral respiratory conditions like common colds, bronchitis, sinus, and ear infections. So when you have an ear infection, it doesn't necessarily mean you always need antibiotics. Antibiotics are life-saving drugs. They say that if we continue down the road of inappropriate use, we'll lose the most powerful tool we have to fight life-threatening infections. It's according to CDC Director Thomas Frieden in a press release. Losing these antibiotics would undermine our ability to treat patients with deadly infections, cancer, provide organ transplants, and save victims of burns and trauma. Now, the CDC estimates that 2 million antibiotic-resistant infections. So now, these are infections that an antibiotic can't touch. Or I don't want to say can't touch, but where these infections are resistant to most antibiotics, okay, occur every year. And of these 2 million, 23,000 are dying. Although antibiotic prescribing has declined in the U.S. since the 1990s and the early 2000s, prescription rates have remained unchanged since 2010. So, basically, a lot of groups, I don't want to read them all because this is a lot of words in one, a lot of groups got involved, and they analyzed a lot of data, and they looked at antibiotic prescriptions, and they found that at least 33% were inappropriate. They were prescribed for suppurative otitis media. Now, usually, if you have pus behind the eardrum, I'm giving you an antibiotic. But not all these ear infections are bacterial. They could be viral. Sinusitis. How many of you have missed taking an antibiotic for a sinusitis and boy, did it come and hurt? Pharyngitis. But I got to tell you, not all of them need antibiotics. They got a point there. So, okay, they go on and on, but we need to talk about this. So how does this affect you? Okay. We are going to, as our healthcare system unfolds, and it continues to unfold, we are going to be moving towards less access to things, okay? And it's going to be designed on purpose. The less access you have to an antibiotic, the less you're going to use it, the less you're going to abuse it, and the less you're going to promote antibiotic resistance. And you guys understand how antibiotic resistance occurs. Basically, what happens with antibiotic resistance is you take a medication, let's say for a treatment that really doesn't warrant that antibiotic, and you use it. Now, your body's bacteria that does, okay, let's say respond to that antibiotic, they may get killed and go away. But if you take an antibiotic halfway, or you continue to take an antibiotic, the bacteria that are supposed to be sensitive to it may not die. Those bacteria make babies. And those babies will more often than not have then the ability to have the same strength to withstand the antibiotic. And now you have a population of bacteria that is resistant to penicillin or methicillin or oxicillin or Cipro. And so overusing an antibiotic makes it weaker because nature outsmarts it. So while we're, you know, looking at restricting access to pain pills and expensive MRIs and trying to keep healthcare costs down and opioid prescriptions at bay, et cetera, antibiotics are going to be in the mix. Now, many of you have come to me as patients, and rightfully so, upset with your urgent care doctor because they didn't give you an antibiotic. Now you have pus in the back of your throat, and you have swelling, or now the sinus infection is really bad, or the ear pain is, or one of you actually had a perforated eardrum. So the pus just perforated through the eardrum. Now, there's a chance you might heal on your own, because that's what happens. The pus found a way to leave, and you might fight it yourself. But I'm sorry, once you have a perforated eardrum from an ear infection, I'm going to give you an antibiotic, okay? Because what else did the pus perforate the back way? And we want to make sure we don't like pus that close to the brain, okay? We don't, especially near the inner ear. So many of you have come because you had gone to an urgent care, you had a telemedicine nurse. who had evaluated you and would not give you an antibiotic. And remember, they are trained to not give antibiotics willy-nilly. So they are helping the cause, and all the power to them. Unfortunately, you come back upset to now your regular doctor going, look, they did nothing for me. You need to give me an antibiotic. Now, what stinks for us is we're now seeing you as Monday morning quarterback, so we now, we're kind of forced to give you an antibiotic. And so it's going to look like we doctors are overprescribing because you've already tried the other routes and you wouldn't get an antibiotic, so now, you know, you're worse or whatever and you're coming to us. So your access of getting an antibiotic is going to be more difficult and more difficult. Many of you want us to do it the way we do it in Mexico, where you can get a Z-Pak or Cipro over the counter. Well, Z-Pak and Cipro are now one of, you know, drugs that are now very commonly not working. So putting a medication over the counter may not be in Americans' futures. We'd all like that. I would love to not have to spend $75 copay to go and see a doctor with a $8,000 deductible that'll still, I'll get a back bill of $200 for the visit. I mean, just let me go to a store and grab a Z-Pak myself. So trust me, I would love to have antibiotics over the counter. But for the, you know, for the future generations, and if we want to stop antibiotic resistance, antibiotics will not be over the counter at your disposal. It's not going to happen. And so there's going to be a huge struggle. So now, here you are, you're sick. Now, one very famous case, very highly publicized case, was the girl that was ziplining in Georgia and had a pretty deep cut on her leg. The ER doc did not give her antibiotics, probably fighting for the cause. You know, he cleaned her up. He sewed her up. And did not give her antibiotics because he thought he did such a good job and she had such a good immune system, did not give her antibiotics. Unfortunately, she had a lot of pain. Went back to the ER. They didn't really notice anything different. They go, you know what? Yeah, you're in pain because it's a deep cut. Goes to a third doctor that goes, you know what? For poops and giggles, let me put you on an antibiotic. I know it doesn't look red. Of course it didn't look red. The infection was so far deep. He gives her antibiotics, but then it was too late. The necrotizing fasciitis with the infection just ignited all across the fascial plane, which separates the muscle and the skin. And by the time anybody knew what was going on, she was already in septic shock and lost most of her hands and feet. So bravo to the original doctor for trying to prevent antibiotic resistance, but very unfortunate for her because she probably needed the antibiotics early on. This is going to be debated and struggled with for decades to come. And as the CDC comes out saying we are prescribing unnecessary and we have 30% of our antibiotics unnecessarily prescribed, there is going to be a big push to not prescribe. So what do you do if your doctor won't listen to you? Now, in the olden days, I said, look, hopefully it's a doctor who knows you. So, you know, my patients, I mean, they would only be in once a year, and having gone through pneumonia or whatever, I knew not to mess with it. They only came in once a year. They were only on antibiotics once a year. I knew them. I trusted them. I could tell when it wasn't viral. But you guys aren't getting to see the same doctor now over and over again. You're meeting somebody new, and you're waiting 3 hours to get in just for them to say, I'm not going to give you an antibiotic. What do you do? 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC, 1-877-DOC, DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Again, big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. We really do appreciate it. You know, and I hope nobody at the network gets taken over by a robot, okay? Because I don't like robots, I don't like computers, and I love having the personal touch, all right, of people. I really like that. But back in the news, okay, now we have some of the most powerful people in the world gathering this week to discuss one of the most pressing issues affecting humanity, and that issue is robots coming for our job. At the Milken Institute's Global Conference in California, at least four panels focused on technology taking over markets, and they found that this could take over every industry. There's not one industry that may not be able to, although I think the beauty industry, I mean, I don't think hairdressers or makeup artists will be able to be replaced, but my guess is somebody's working on that. You know, well, yeah, you have a robot cut your hair. They know exactly how to do it. They won't misshape it. I mean, I'm sure a robot could learn how to do that. But right now, luckily, the beauty industry is probably going to be the most saved. Good, because I'm gonna need the work of 10 robots to keep me looking good. They say most of the benefits we see from automation is about higher quality and fewer errors. But in many cases, it does reduce labor. Well, duh, this is what we've been talking about for a while. So I guess this panel that is happening is called, Is Any Job Truly Safe? Actually, it started on Sunday. So this four-day annual conference is ending soon. And it had 3,500 invite-only participants exploring the future of mankind. And they say technology has not only done away with low-wage, low-skill jobs, according to 700 speakers, but now they're saying that they could also disrupt minds, replace people with advanced degrees, obviously doctors, okay? Weren't they pilot testing in England where you punched into a computer your blood pressures? And then it told you what to do with your blood pressure. There was just some algorithm. Trust me, they have wanted to automate medicine for years. Not they, just in general, the powers that be in all countries. If you could save the money and get doctors out of the equation and staff and expensive hospitals, and you just walk up to a computer, tell them what's going on, and, oh, you know what? Don't they already have commercials advertising orthotics? Where you stand on something, you punch in some buttons, and then it'll tell you what orthotic to buy. I'm sure podiatrists are sitting there just shaking their head going, no, there's an art to this. But people have been trying to steal our art. And many of you in other jobs are noticing this as well. Computer, now, I love calculators. Okay, I think calculators are great. I don't have to calculate the sin, cause, or tan now, okay, of an angle. It's nice. I don't have to memorize my Pythagorean theorems, okay? I could, or my triplets. I love the fact that I could just go to a calculator. I also love the fact that I could go to a computer and I don't have to sit through a library. I could find out what I want to know immediately. In fact, I see my husband and my son all the time ask their phone questions. My husband talks to Siri more than he talks to me. What movie did Charlton Heston, anytime he has a question, ask Siri, and Siri finds it for him. Wow. So, well, if we don't need libraries anymore, we're not going to need librarians. Okay, we obviously don't need phone books anymore. I mean, boy, the Yellow Pages. I remember my father years ago, he had a little business where he would fix appliances. And the only way he could get the word out back then in the 70s and 80s is to put an ad in the Yellow Pages. And it was really expensive The ad was so... Are you there?
Yeah, if we're getting rid of phone books, can you tell the kid who keeps throwing them in my yard to stop throwing them in my yard? At least throw them under the balcony so we can use them as kindling for firewood.
Oh, my gosh. Really? You guys have phone books in your area? Wow.
They throw them in my yard, and they get water damaged before I even notice, and they throw it on the wrong side of the yard where there isn't even a door, so you have to march over, like, hedges and stuff. It's the most bizarre thing. It's like they use it like their garbage can. Really bugs
awesome.
Me.
That's awesome. I didn't even think about it. You could also probably put poop in those, too, and then light them on fire.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if they were anywhere near the doorstep, that might work.
Yeah, yeah, that'd be fun. All right, well, no, I don't want to give kids any ideas. But I just remember my memories growing up is, you know, the family sitting, you know, around the little kitchen, you know, cardboard table going, okay, we got to figure out how to put this money together to put an ad so dad gets business. I mean, it was expensive. And, you know, now you could for free advertise your business on Facebook for free. So we all did this to ourselves. We all wanted automation. But what's very interesting is how this committee or this panel is now specifically designed to look at which industries are going to be probably the first to go. For example, they say accountants are 99% likely to lose their job to machines. Accountants. Well, think about it. You basically answer the questions. I mean, we feel like an accountant because we don't know what we're able to get deductions on, et cetera. The tax code is very confusing. But if they simplify the tax code, where guys, it's just a flat tax, this is what you made, plug the number, and then that's it, that saves us money from having to pay for our accountant. Poor accountants, though. That's not good. We need accountants. Umpires and referees have a 98.3% chance of being automated. Umpires and referees, because we are relying on them to see the play. Well, if the robot is videotaping it, I mean, look at how much of the time we're watching replays, you know, with the NFL. And then the refs are watching the same replay. And I know you need the refs running around the place, but they're later going to have robots. They already have a camera that swings up and down the court, right? Or up and down the field. And the court as well. Waiters and waitresses are 93.7% likely to be replaced by machines. Yeah, that we've seen. So basically, you put in your order on that little kiosk at your table. A robot carries the food to you, serves you. The cook, the chef just has to put the food on the tray that the robot is bringing to table 9. So there's that. Legal assistants and paralegals have a 94.5% chance of being automated. Fashion models are 97% likely to lose their job because of robots. Now they have these robots, and I know you guys are thinking, you know, stormtrooper, you know, R2-D2 looking things. No, they have robots now that look like women. Right? And they are like size 2 and no lines and no droopy breasts from breastfeeding. And I mean, this is what we are competing with. You know? So, it's going to be very, very challenging. So what do? Well, your job is to make sure that you diversify. Okay, one, start looking at your income, making sure you're not overspending, okay, because this unemployment rate is going to just skyrocket. Two, make sure you have as advanced training as you can, because this robot takeover, it's still going to take a while. There's going to be a lot of kinks. I mean, remember the copy machine? Boy, that screwed up a lot. So, radio hosts? No, never. Never. You guys need your Dr. Dahlia, although the Dr. Dahlia robot would be sexy. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DR. Dahlia.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.